No?
Good morning, Mr. President, members of the council. Congratulations, Mr. President, on your new appointment.
Thank you.
Want to first bring to your attention this morning that we have three requests from local municipal police departments for disbursements based on their annual assistance grants that you allot for them each year. The first one is Dewey Beach is requesting a full draw of their allotment of $25,000 for the purchase of a new police car. And Millsboro is requesting a full draw of their $25,000. It will include a list of various equipment items that their department needs. And the town of Millsboro basically has two requests to finish up their allotment. One would be in the amount of $2,769.30 for a computer, and there is a car included in that for $21,652. And to balance out their $25,000 draw, they're asking for assistance in buying a radar gun unit for $578. So the three items together, a car, a computer, and a radar gun, will total their $25,000 draw. And a supporting motion would be as follows. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council award three full draws of $25,000 each to the following police departments: Dewey, Millsboro, and Frankfort.
I move, Mr. President.
Second.
Move to second that we allot the law enforcement grant request of Dewey, Millsboro, and Gadsburg. Mr. Cope.
Yes.
Mr. Brooks.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Thank you, sir. We also have before you this morning for your consideration two wastewater agreements. The first is Agreement 81-04, Hickman Beach Plaza, Agreement Number 801. In this case, the developer is Mrs. Diane Archett of Bethany Beach, Delaware. Location is Route 1 and Pennsylvania Avenue in Bethany. This will be part of the South Bethany Sanitary Sewer District, servicing 3 8,000-square-foot commercial buildings. The service connection charges will total $12,264. We already have the approval of our engineering department as well as DENREC. We're expecting this to take 10 days of construction, and the construction administration and construction inspection costs should total $5,719.50, with a proposed construction cost of $38,130. For your consideration, I have a motion that reads, be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 801, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Hickman Beach Properties, LLC, for wastewater facilities to be constructed in the Hickman Beach Plaza, located in South Bethany Sewer Sanitary District.
So move. I'll make a motion.
Second. Okay. It's been moved to second that we approve agreement number 801 as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Thank you. The second agreement for your consideration is Sussex County Project Number 81-04, the Captain's Place, Agreement Number 427. In this case, the developer is Mr. Joe Maggio from Rehoboth Beach. This will be located in the southwest of Asselman Canal and Cedar Neck Road, servicing the Ocean View expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District to service four single-family lots, one existing and three proposed. The sewer connection charges will total $16,352. We already have approvals from our engineering department as well as DENREC. We're expecting 8 construction days, and the construction administration and construction inspection costs should total $2,742.75. with proposed construction costs totaling $18,285. And the supporting motion is worded as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 427, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction, administration, and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and 2 Central Avenue LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in the Captain's Place, located in Ocean View expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Motion, gentlemen.
So moved.
Second.
We move to second. We approve agreement number 427 as stated. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Thank you. Gentlemen, the next item on our agenda is a review of some pending state legislation. What I would like to do with you this morning is just simply to review and again gain your opinion and guidance on the legislation that was not concluded during the last session, which was adjourned January 30th of 2007. There were a number of bills that we have an interest in that were still in process, and we had been working on these bills with the state legislature, and I just want to make sure that I have your direction on how to proceed with these as we go back into session today in Dover. And I'll try to do them in chronological order. First of all, House Bill number 30 is the bill that passed the House. It's currently in the Senate, and this bill would prohibit us as well as other governmental jurisdictions from spraying treated wastewater on lands that are owned by the state. We've been in opposition to this bill up to this point, offering a number of amendments, but at this point in time, our position has been to oppose this bill because we do have an interest in spraying treated wastewater in some areas on state-owned ag land. There's been some, I think, some confusion there about the terms ag land versus just state-owned land. So if it's...
Do you want at a time? We'll do one at a time, Al, okay?
Yeah, because some of these bills, you can give me a quick yes or no. Others, we might want some discussion.
Opinion?
What,
pay attention.
No, I wasn't paying attention. I'm
House Bill number 30, we've been working against that bill because the bill prohibits us from spraying treated wastewater on land right. owned by the state.
Right, we've made some amendments to that.
We tried to make some amendments to the bill, which were not added to the bill. The bill did pass the House last session with one amendment that simply exempted the state out so they could continue to spray on their own land for parks and recreation areas.
No, I think it's reasonable what we're trying to do. Yeah.
Okay, so we can. Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Phillips?
We should continue to oppose.
Mr. Duke?
I support the efforts to
oppose it as it's present form.
Yeah, I mean, to keep the state land and public land shouldn't be used for developers, but I think the county and the state who are already using it, we shouldn't be exempted from our thing. Yeah, right.
Right.
I agree. We should continue to oppose it.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes, continue to oppose it.
I agree until it gets amended.
Okay. In order, the next bill is House Bill number 39. This bill did pass the House. It's over in the Senate. This bill would increase our Planning and Zoning Committee from 5 members to 7 members. We have opposed it, and if you'd like, I'll continue.
No, we did not oppose it. Last, I recall it was...
The majority of the council opposed it. You might have opposed it.
No, Mr. Phillips said he agreed with 7, and Mr. Rogers agreed with 7, and I agreed with 7. You two opposed it.
Okay.
We all didn't approve, maybe support the exact...
Okay, well, let's go through.
Is that not true,
sure,
Mr. Rogers? Were you
let's
supportive
clarify.
Of 7? Were you
we're back here at point you? One. Let's go. Your no. opinion? Your opinion?
No. It's okay. Numbers. There's no opinion.
Okay.
My opinion.
He's at.
Well, just clarify it. Clarify, could you please?
That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Your
just
opinion.
Ask each of us.
Okay.
No.
Yes.
That was the way we... It was... It's
we're
in
here
the
now.
Minutes.
Talk.
Okay, well, it you wasn't do, opposed by us.
Okay.
You said that. That was wrong. So let's get it corrected.
I'm agreeing with that. That's why I'm going down the list. Say yes or no, Mr. Cole. Pay, you know, that's all you got to do here.
No, I support increasing the
okay.
membership
thank
to
you
7.
Very much. That's all I did.
What I said was we need a site plan review board and a planning and zoning commission. That's what I said that day.
Correct.
increase to 7.
I didn't want to correct Mr. Cole, but I let you do it. Mr. Phillips?
I think Mr. Rogers recalls right. We may have had some disagreement on the size of the county council, but I don't recall that being the case with the planning and zoning. I agree with Mr. Rogers that planning and zoning as it is fine, but a site plan review committee would be appropriate.
Okay. Mr. Dukes?
I oppose this legislation at moving it to 7.
Mr. Rogers?
That's what I said.
Okay.
I was for it. Just to do it.
You're in favor of this?
I was in favor of adding a site plan review board, like Mr. Phillips said.
But that's not what this bill says.
That's right.
That's not what the bill
says. We're talking about increasing the...
So we oppose this.
I oppose this, then.
We oppose this.
I want a site plan review board, separate.
And I oppose it. Okay. So the majority, 4-1.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next bill, House Bill number 42, is still in the House, and that would increase the body of the size of this body, Sussex County Council, from 5 members to 7. We have opposed that one as well.
No. Is that via 2 at-large members?
Yes.
That's what it says. 6 and 7 would be at-large.
Yeah.
Mr. Cole?
I support increasing the county council to 7 members.
Okay. Mr. Phillips?
I support it.
Mr. Dukes?
Nope.
Mr. Rodman?
It's going to happen sooner or later, and... I like to see it by district, but it don't seem like the legislature is going to do it by district. So if it don't happen now, it's going to happen later, so I'd support it.
My vote is no.
So we do support it now, Mr.
Yes.
Chair.
Yes.
Godwin, thank you.
Yes,
3-2.
That was the last time.
You got that, George?
Same vote as last time.
Right. That's a big one.
Are you sure about that? You can't remember what you did yesterday. Come on, man.
That's a big one.
Okay.
Now, some of these bills, if you want me to do nothing, tell me that. Or if you want me to vigorously support or vigorously oppose, you need to kind of give me that direction.
Could you show us some of your movement when you're vigorously, okay.
Well, I have a big stick I take with me.
Mr. Godwin, yes. I'm vigorously opposed to increasing the number of planning, zoning, or county council. I'm in my 20th year starting today. I've always campaigned and run on that bigger government is not better government, and I stand by that but that statement again today, and I'm bitterly opposed to increasing.
Okay. Well, I'll repeat what I said. The fact that we increased the county council members doesn't really increase the size of government when you look at...
Oh, yes, it does.
What you've done with 5 council members is increased this government by at least 40% in the last 10 years from... few hundred employees to what, close to 700 now?
but it has not cost the county anymore to run except for new employees we've hired.
So Mr.
We have not had to hire
Mr. Phillips, you're saying 2 versus 200?
We've had a huge increase.
He's
in
worried
the
about
size
has, George, Mr. Phillips has
wasn't worried about 200, but he's worried about 2. Is that what you're
George?
Talking?
Yes,
I
shut up.
Okay. I just want to get it clear.
Okay, Ms. Phillips, are you done?
Well,
you're right.
I think it is hypocrisy to imply that increasing the council by 2 members is somehow going to increase the size of this government when, in fact, this government has increased
huge amount of people,
you know, in a significant way over the last 10 years. Even with a constant of 5 members. So I think greater population maybe demands greater representation.
Well, my concern is that when I came here 12 years ago, 11 years ago, I represented 17,000 constituents. Now I think we all each represent nearly 34,000, 33 and some change. And the people I represent on the coast ever since about 8 years ago have been hammering for an increase, you know, and I just think that I asked the question to the legislature was, what is an effective amount of constituents a legislator can represent? Tell me that without just picking a number, 2, 10, 12, 16, or 18. I mean, what is the number that you can officially represent and in a county government in our setting here? You know, I feel that everybody up here represents the people that they're charged with at this time. It's just that with the population changing from grassroots to people moving in, we may not represent them the way that they like, so they want to increase government. So, you know, in the event that I think it should be by district, not at large, but if it happens, it's going to happen anyway, I can tell you that. But I just feel that what is the number we can represent? I'll represent whatever they give me, and I try to represent them 200% now. but some people.
I think you have. I think if you look at the numbers, you gentlemen represent about the same constituency size as does a state senate seat, somewhere around 40,000-45,000 people.
Well,
like 36.
There's another way to look at it. We also represent. I mean, you're elected from districts, but you represent the county, all the people in the county, and the county population. From the time I've been here, has probably what doubled, Dave? 20.
It's close 2 years. To that. Yeah.
It's doubled. So everything has gotten bigger, and our size of government has gotten huge. And two more people is not going to be a big deal.
Comment on Mr. Rogers' comment saying that the people in his district want more on the council. I don't think that's it at all. I think they're opposed to who represents them on the council. And I'm not being smart. I'm being very serious.
I kind of said that. I represent them, but it may not be always the way they want.
That's exactly right.
That's
right. Dissension in the ranks.
Oh, my. I'll just say, if we can't, you know, these people that want us to change the state legislators, if we can't represent 34,000, the two at large are going to have one hell of a job of 176,000. And the senators represent more than we do, about 38,000. So maybe we ought to increase the Senate and we'll let them do their job first, and then we'll come back and do ours. And that's it. And it works every 10 years, if I'm not mistaken. Isn't that correct, Mr. Gum?
I think so.
Census is every 10 years?
Yes.
I think there's a mechanism built in place. And that's the way the rules have run since day one.
Okay. Pick it up. Thanks.
Next thing, you'll be raising her pay to like a senator's, right?
Well, you can vote for it, George, if you want. Put her on there.
Is that a motion?
Okay, go ahead.
Next bill is one that we've opposed pretty strongly and pretty effectively, House Bill 111, which is the bill that has petitioned to take back part of the county's real estate transfer tax. There have been a lot of discussion about this bill. This bill never has made it to the House floor. It's been in committee a time or two. We have vehemently opposed any encumbrance on our right to receive our full share of the transfer taxes in this county. There have been two different bills drafted. Dave drafted one, and then Bruce Ennis, the chief sponsor, drafted another bill. Those two bills have tried to address some of the obvious fallacies with this bill, but we have generally opposed the whole notion that the portion of, which is 50% of the total transfer tax, we've opposed the notion that that should be changed in any way. We were offering amendments and different bills simply as alternatives in case a momentum grew that we felt could take this bill through and adopt it into law. So we've been vehemently opposed to this bill all the way through and will continue to do so unless you tell me differently.
Is it? Can I make a comment on that one? Go down.
Yeah, if you stay in line, yeah.
I'll stay in line.
Thank you.
When you look at the synopsis, gentlemen, it comes back to they're looking for, again, ways to help finance the roads. We were talking about the special tax districts. I brought up impact fees, et cetera, et cetera. If we did something possibly, you know, that was going to help roads, but Dale, I still, these little special tax districts, there's not going to be enough of them to bring enough revenue in, but if every new home built in this county, no matter where, money went to a fund, we could maybe show them, based on our previous home building records that we keep, how much money we could maybe see coming into to help roads. And we might be able to say, leave this alone because we're going to do this. But special tax districts, in the course of a year, Dale, you may only approve one subdivision that might bring in, you know, not enough. But again, over the how many homes did we build last year? Somebody know? Lars? How many new home permits, building permits?
Actually built or
Let's just use permits. How many permits were taken out in this county? Ballpark.
We're running like 2,200 now.
2,200 building permits.
Actually.
And let's just...
It dropped a couple hundred.
And is that all new homes? That's not remodeling and that's not... That's just new homes. So yeah. There, gentlemen, if you had an impact fee of X amount of dollars, multiply that out, we could show on the average, and we might be able to relieve some of this pressure from them taking the transfer taxes. I'll tell you what, it's been a godsend in a lot of our areas over the years.
Well, they were talking about, Mr. Cole,
just a point,
taking some of this back for schools and so forth.
Well, no, in here it doesn't say, well, it says general fund and transportation. I'm just saying they emphasize transportation.
$2 million don't go very far when you for a $100 million school. I mean, it's going to take 50 years to save enough money
that's a different
one. Here to build a school. I mean, it's...
Well, $2 million, I don't know what $2 million, if that's what we'd collect from 2,200.
Impact fees won't go that far, and they're hard to...
Well, the special tax districts aren't even going to get as close as...
Maybe
not. As the other one. No, I mean, just look at the numbers. It won't do it.
Okay. Mr. Phillips.
Pat.
Okay. Mr. Deuce.
No, we have opposed this. My position is still the same.
Mr. Rogers.
Same.
Okay. Thank you. That was easy.
Yeah, it's obvious we won't want to lose anything we've been
given. Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Not the way this bill's written.
No.
Because there's no guarantee that they, when they take, if they take it, that we're going to get it back anyway.
But there's going
to
be...
go to Newcastle.
They've been working in the last couple of years in this... The trend has been to try to get some money for these roads and different things, and this is another
thing. Because if you look at the sponsors, there's only two downstaters, about 40 upstaters, so you know where it's going to go.
There's more of them anyway.
Right. Okay. Right. That's right. We should increase the Senate.
Go get it.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Next bill is House Bill number 186, and this bill essentially, the synopsis reads: this act addresses sprawl by preventing county and local governments from permitting new subdivisions in level four.
Right.
Basically, this would stop us and other local governments from awarding any subdivision approvals that are in level four. We've been opposed to this. And I'll just want to make sure I'm on the right track.
Well, can I make a comment on this? I'd like to give my editorial comment on this one, too.
Absolutely. George, thank I you. Wouldn't deny you anything.
Thank you, sir. Unfortunately, under our current land use plan we have, and Sussex, all of Sussex County is considered by a lot of people to be a development district. And I think that is our problem we're running up against. And until we address our agricultural district and the densities we permit there, when we can see these huge developments can be built anywhere in this county, that is promoting sprawl. Like if you guys are all into the smart growth stuff, that is promoting sprawl all over the county, and they've got it. They want to do something about it, and this is what this legislation. And again, it's a backlash from the state legislators getting a lot of complaints about what we do here. So unless we address it, I think in this current update, this bill could become. Law or maybe, you know, something like it. So be careful.
Mr. Phillips.
We oppose this because we have an ag residential district. And the fact that it is a R1, it does provide the right to have residential development. We have an ag district in this county. It's those lands that have been permanently preserved by the Delaware Ag Land Foundation, and on those properties you cannot subdivide and create development. So we've already got an ag district that's well protected. I think things are just fine.
Okay. Mr. Dukes?
We've always opposed this, and the reason being is that I think that we've done a good job in containing density in a level four area. They have not exceeded what's been permitted for, 40 years, since 1974. So I still oppose that. I mean, if you're going to do this, then the farmers and the people that own the land are going to ask for compensation, and I don't think the state or the county has got enough money to buy everything out in level four. I'm opposed to it.
Mr. Rogers?
Being a private rights advocate for the ag people, the farmers, that if you're going to allow this bill to become fruition, you're going to take, it's a taking basically of their rights. And if the state don't want them to develop it, give them adequate market compensation for their property. If you know, they just want to stop it, who's going to compensate the farmers? That's the big issue that I've had with it all along. When 1970, Mr. Lankin probably alluded to this, is when the 2 units to the acre were permitted for the ag community. I don't believe that's changed. 74? And it wasn't a problem until state planning wanted to take the land use decisions out of this county's hands.
My vote is no, Austin.
Okay. Thank you. Next bill is House Bill 189. This is the tax ditch bill. This bill essentially would remove, it says, this bill terminates tax ditch construction easements. As you know, there's been some controversy about how wide these easements were many years ago when the tax ditch program was initiated, and now it becomes a problem because it does set aside or consume large pieces of land to support tax ditches. This bill, House Bill 189, would remove those tax ditch construction easements, which some are as wide as 250 feet.
Correct.
So
some opposition out there, but I think the Farm Bureau and most of them are on board with this.
So we're still, we want to support this one, right?
Anybody got any problems with that?
That's what I've been doing. Okay.
As long as the Farm Bureau is supportive of it.
Right. The next one is House Bill 233. I call this one the school impact fee bill because what this does is this bill would require any developer to get a letter from the school district in which he's going to build that the school either has capacity for his development or that provisions have been made to accommodate the new students that would come with the development. It also, the synopsis reads, this bill extends the school impact fee program applicable in Newcastle County and municipalities in Newcastle County to the rest of the state.
It's just something that's you better be on the lookout for, gentlemen. It's coming our way. All these issues, somebody's got to pay for them, and we're doing a lot of development. We saw down in Del Mar, Dale, where that school district was complaining, and county government didn't help them out much. And I think that, you know, we're just seeing it's another issue out there that keeps popping up.
Mr. Phillips?
We oppose this.
Okay. Mr. Duke?
Yeah, I mean, so the school district then can say no and it cannot be done. It's what it sounds like to me. I don't think that the school district should be in the zoning. They should be in education. My vote's no.
Mr. Rogers?
The day that Mr. Brandenburg came in here on the Del Mar issue, he stated that in a 10-year period, the student population is going to be on a decline due to the type of person that's moving to Sussex County and this becoming a retirement community. And that, you know, I don't support that way, but then just be able to say no.
Remember, yeah. Mr. Brandenburg worked for the developer. He didn't work
school
for
school superintendent for how many years?
He was a paid consultant.
My vote's no also. Thanks, Al.
Yes, sir. Thank you. So we oppose that one. The only thing they did mention in the bill was they exempted out subdivisions that are going to be age-restricted.
And low-income housing HUD.
Yeah, which that doesn't make any sense at all.
There's a list of things.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that.
No, don't exempt anybody.
Right.
I'm tired of exempting people.
House Bill 239 is the minimum public facilities infrastructure bill. This bill is 40 pages long. It's pretty complicated. And
I'll throw this one in the trash, George. Too long.
You know what? My comments exactly. Anything that big, my same comments. We should. Oh, wait a minute, Dale. If you do it with this one, you should do it with the other one, though.
True.
You just can't pick out the one you because it fits your agenda or something.
All right, let's talk about
it. Look at them both. No, yeah, let's talk about it now. Yeah, you better. You like the other one? Let's see if you like this one.
You've got the floor.
I say anything that thick is not worth my going through because I would have to have Jim Griffin to explain everything to me.
That's going
to
cost more.
And there's no way by the time you start this and you get at the end, you'll remember what you read in the beginning, and it's very confusing. There must be an easier way.
There is.
But this curtails development. That's why you don't like it.
No. I read it twice, is, and I'll be honest.
The other one, the other one was in the developers. The developers' attorneys. Developers' attorneys wrote this one, and it somehow helps all this development. You know, that's why you like this one because it's all pro development. This one,
it helps it if we.
You don't like because it might make the developer wait. This one might make the developer step up to the plate. So you were in the pocket. You know, it looks like you're in the pocket of the developer if you don't reject them both because of their so.
And is that your opinion?
I'm the guy talking, aren't I?
Most of the time.
That was good.
Huh?
That I won't tell good. You for where, but...
That's okay. That's okay.
But, Mr. Phillips?
We oppose this.
Okay. Mr. Duke?
We have home rule. This completely takes away home rule and puts everything in the hands of the state. And sooner or later, that's probably what's going to happen, but not under my watch, I will oppose it as long as I can.
I'm sorry.
I don't like a document that thick. I think it's going to happen at some point in time. So in its present form, as it's introduced, I think it's not in order.
If I could draw your attention on, no, you don't have to turn to this, page 13, line number 379 reads, "This chapter shall be administered by the Office of State Planning." So that's where this bill's going.
Next.
Just so, okay.
That's a Leon Wong, Colin Hone special.
And quite honestly, as you read through this bill, we do much of this already.
Absolutely.
Okay.
There's a lot of good things in that.
There's a lot of things in here that are they're already being done by this county, so it's not like it's totally foreign. And in our comprehensive plan that we're working on now, you know, we're working on many of those things anyway. The last bill that I have for your discussion that we were working on last session is House Bill 244, which is the Transfer of Development Rights Bill. We have opposed this as directed by you up until this point, and plan to continue to do that unless you tell me differently. I enclosed last week with your package comments from our planning consultant, URDC, because they did put together formal comments for us when this bill was introduced back in June. And I think their comments are pretty comprehensive. One of the things that we're afraid of with this bill, the current bill here, is that not only is it very complicated and very thick, as Mr. Cole refers to, I believe this causes conflict between the county and municipalities.
Absolutely.
In the areas that are already pre-designated as the town's areas to grow into. So, and state planning hasn't addressed that, hasn't answered that question for me, in my opinion, very sufficiently. But I think that the current form of transfer development rights in this bill has been a bit cumbersome. So,
Mr. Cole.
Well, I don't like, again, this is a government trying to micromanage the marketplace. And as a person who's always been not really taken by these pie-in-the-sky programs, I think this is, again, it sounds good, it feels good. Does it work? I have a little publication here that I get in the mail. It's called Growth and No Growth, and it covers both sides of the issue. And throughout this country, in this article, I'm seeing more and more communities rejecting the TDR programs and all these, again, these pie-in-the-sky programs. We can save farmland. We can save open space through our ordinances. We can do them where they're clean, clear-cut. We don't have to be transferring. Because right now, where do you transfer? You transfer because everybody wants to live at the beach. You transfer to that beach. Right now we have gridlock down there. The roads and the infrastructure can't handle it. Do you transfer the development rights within a watershed? Well, how big the watershed? A watershed like White's Creek or a watershed like Indian River or the Pocomoke watershed or the Mississippi watershed? I mean, so it just sounds so good. And the people who buy into all this, a lot of this smart growth stuff, which looks good in textbooks, just it's not practical. And then when the people say, wait, you're putting that burden on me and you're going to protect some piece of ground in Gumbra, you know, it doesn't make sense. So the marketplace is what it is. This kind of tries to micromanage it. It never works. It just feels good. So you guys go ahead, buy into this stuff if you want, but for me, I will not.
Don't point fingers. We haven't made
it. No, I haven't. I'm just saying, no. But I have seen a lot of these programs come down, and they sound good when the guys at the podium telling them what they do. But I've seen a lot of the smart growth stuff that we've been looking at, Finley, for the last couple years, not working. Okay, so, and we've created, again, to my dissatisfaction, development districts that I think are much too large, encompass too much environmentally sensitive land, and to be promoting all that down there and shifting growth from wherever. What I don't trust is to come up with a program that we can all agree to that will be in the best interest of all this county, not just part of it, but all of it. And I said, we got a lot of problems already, so this would just add to the problems.
Mr. Phillips.
This one, it doesn't. The one of the concerns that the council's always had with TDR is to be able to transfer from any area of the county to another area. Right. And this one does not restrict that. Or if we do our own program, we can put, you know, if we get to that point in the council, at least we could put parameters on it, you know, that.
Well, as it's introduced, it's 8-mile circle.